So maybe you have been in the closet about your vaginal dryness. And if that's true, know that you are not alone. The majority of women in menopause, in late menopause, have vaginal dryness, which means that if they try to be sexually active, they have pain with intercourse. And a lot of times, women who are not sexually active or who don't have a sexual partner will stop being sexually active altogether, meaning they no longer engage in masturbation or any type of vulvar vaginal penetration. And as a result of that, decreased estrogen as a result of menopause, lack of use, leads to dryness, atrophy. The vaginal opening feels constricted, which makes penetration unpleasant. When we talk about what medications are available, estrogen is usually the number one recommendation. And it makes sense. If the problem is due to a lack of estrogen, which is causing all of these secondary changes, which leads to discomfort, if you give supplemental estrogen, you will reverse some of these symptoms. And when we're talking about estrogen, it comes in a variety of preparations. There's a pill, there's a tablet, there's a ring, there's a cream. But they all do essentially the same thing. They're all local treatment to the area which is suffering from a decrease in estrogen. There are two other medications that are often prescribed during for these conditions, being pain with sex or vaginal dryness. And you may have heard of the names Intrarosa and Osfina. You will see them marketed. You can Google them. They are medications which actually get metabolized to estrogen and or testosterone, or act as what we call an estrogen receptor modulator, basically meaning they all basically, the net result is the same, whether we're talking about estrogen or Intrarosa or Osfina. The effect is to effectively increase the estrogen in that area, which will result in an improvement in the symptoms. And so my question for those that consider Intrarosa or Osfina is why? Why not just take the estrogen? And then there are some women that say, I can't because of my past medical history. I am a breast cancer survivor. I have a condition which precludes me from taking estrogen. I was diagnosed with endometrial cancer. Or most commonly, I'm just confused and concerned about the consequences of taking estrogen. And so I want to avoid it. And for those women, this is a very difficult decision to make because we're talking about quality of life. How do you want to live your life? Are you prepared to suffer? Does the risk outweigh the potential benefit? And for each person, they have to do their own deliberation. This has to be done, or it's recommended. It's my recommendation that you do this in consultation with your gynecologist And if you have had the diagnosis of cancer in consultation with your oncologist. And then you have to decide if for you the benefits of treatment outweigh the risk. And it really is a consideration that all women have to consider, no matter what their health status is. But in medicine in general, it's always a risk-benefit analysis, which brings me to the last option, which is probably the most controversial, and that's Mona Lisa Touch. It's laser treatment applied to the vulva and vaginal area, the net result being increasing blood flow to that area, which helps to reduce the secondary symptoms of dryness and decrease lubrication and vaginal constriction. The problem is that there's been a lot of controversy about Mona Lisa Touch, and depending on what you read online, also, depending on the studies that you may see, there is no consensus about whether or not there's true benefit to the Mona Lisa Touch. The science would suggest that there should be a benefit. The FDA has basically said it needs more study. There was a report that says there is no significant benefit, but there have been women on both sides of the fence, women who have said it's been a drastic improvement, and women that have said no improvement. In fact, I've suffered as a result of this. And I'd like to briefly discuss that a bit more on the next visit, which talks about just how confusing women's health care can be, and what a disservice we have done to women in terms of their health, and how we need to organize not only for our own benefit, but for those of other women and our daughters, so that women can experience better health care. So right now, the options are moisturizers, lubricant, sexual activity with or without a partner, vaginal dilators, if I didn't mention those before, vaginal dilators, particularly if there's difficulty with pain with insertion, local estrogen, trying to replace what the body's no longer producing, or other medications which essentially get metabolized to estrogen. And if you're someone that shouldn't take estrogen or has concerns about taking estrogen, don't rule it out prematurely, but have a conversation. Have a conversation with your gynecologist, oncologist. Google. I'm all for women Googling. Be as informed as you can about your health. Learn about the Mona Lisa Touch. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care.